Wednesday afternoon, time for our bi-monthly conversation with MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez. So many local companies, they start small, they grow, they expand, they mature, and you're taking a closer look at what happens when they become so mature and so large that there's a big corporation out there with their eyes on it and they're looking to pounce and buy it.
Yeah, this example is MPI Research down in the Kalamazoo area in Matawan was sold here to Charles River Labs International out of the Boston area, another contract research organization. And this is really that example of something economic developers will tell you this is why they do what they do. First, you know, go back many years. This company, MPI, was founded by local entrepreneurs. They started it, they nurtured it, and it grew up and to become quite a big player and quite a large employer in the Kalamazoo area. Ultimately, for whatever reason, the company gets sold. And this is a particularly industry that there's a lot of M&A activity right now and consolidation going on. But now you ask, what happens to those local assets, that local operation? Because you don't have that corporate headquarters there anymore. And that's a key element. You have a corporate headquarters, you have a CEO, you have individuals who grew up there with the company, and a lot of corporations are community-minded. And this is why economics developers will tell you they need to stay on their toes, because those companies that were small 3 decades ago and grew up to mid-size to larger, business evolves, business happens. We're in a global economy, and you can't always count on this being there. Remember, this was a similar conversation a couple of years ago when Perrigo and Allergan was going through its situation and fending off that hostile takeover bid. And that had serious ramifications for Allergan and Allergan County. What happens if this homegrown global corporation is sold to an outside owner who really best interest doesn't lay in this community? Again, economic developers will tell you this is why they do what they do, to constantly first make sure you have a good climate for these larger employers in your community, but also to always seed those new companies and seed and nurture those new companies. So maybe you do have that next MPI that comes along. Somebody starts a company and in 10, 20, 30 years, you have a large employer in your community.
So in this case, with MPI Research, Ron Kitchens is the CEO of Southwest Michigan First. What is his approach? What's his thought process in this particular situation?
This is kind of the natural evolution of business. This is what happens. You know, MPI is a great company, the way he describes it. It's a large employer and a good corporation to have. And he anticipates this would be good things. You know, neither MPI or Charles River Labs out in Massachusetts was saying anything to us last week when this deal was announced. But Ron thinks this will end up being a good thing for the company. And in fact, there was a conference call last week as well when Charles River, it's a publicly held company, reported its quarterly results. And the CEO there was talking about it bought MPI because it's growing and needs this extra research capacity. He says, and making this acquisition was better than building out its own capacity. So that's a good indication that folks in Kalamazoo really shouldn't have to worry. But again, there's always that little bit, even if it looks like a good deal, there's always that little bit of anxiety underneath things that what exactly is the future now?
Well, we're seeing a lot of consolidation when it comes to local credit unions. Give me a sense of the economic climate out there and why this is happening.
You know, we've talked often about bank consolidation and bank mergers. Well, the same thing's happening in the credit union industry, not only in Michigan, but across the nation. And it's happening at a faster rate. We've had a number of credit unions in the last year go into mergers. There were 11 last year involving state and federally chartered credit unions. And those were 11 that took effect. There are many others pending. They're going through one rather regulatory or membership approval processes, and they're at one stage or another in the process. So we've seen a steady decline in the number of credit unions in Michigan. Just state chartered credit unions, there was 146 in Michigan at the end of 2017. That's down from 162 just a couple of years earlier, or from a 175 a couple of years earlier. That's a pretty good rate of consolidation. What's driving it? You have a lot of these really small credit unions that are small memberships, small asset size, that are going up against a lot of trends here. One, customers want more options. They want digital banking. They want those mobile banking services. Those are costly to invest in and deploy. You have cybersecurity issues and having to invest for security and protection of all that data. you have tough regulatory environment that was put into effect nearly a decade ago with Dodd-Frank, and that's caused a lot of consolidation among banks, and I hear the same thing among credit unions. And if you're one of these small credit unions that dates back many years where you were started as kind of representing the employees of a single employer or a single particular industry, your ranks have dwindled, and there's a lot of tough competition out there. So what's your options? If you can partner with a larger institution and go forward, that's the option a lot of folks are pursuing. And in one case, down in Battle Creek, it was the manager of the credit union. It was a small credit union, was retiring. It's not easy to go find a CEO to run a small single office institution anymore. That's a tough sell to anybody. So make some calls, found a potential partner, and they're going through the merger process. So bottom line, a lot of these small credit unions are looking for partners, and they're partnering up with a larger institution. So you're seeing that consolidation drive continuing.
Well, speaking of funding and large institutions, Mary Freebed is broadening its research focus, and it's looking for more dollars to make that happen.
Yeah, this is something that simple announcement a little bit ago that it's Dr. Janet Niemeyer. She comes up to Michigan from the Carolinas, takes over as director of research there at Mary Freebed. 4 years ago, formed at the John Butzer Center for Research and Innovation. And Dr. Niemeyer succeeds Dr. Butzer, who's now retired and is a research director emeritus. The goals for Mary Freebed are really to elevate its research arm, try to attract and bring in more federal research funding, or both public and private grant funding, to support research projects here in Grand Rapids through Mary Freebed. And remember, it also has this statewide network where it's working with a lot of hospitals out there, providing their rehab and their therapy at those hospitals. So the goal is very simple. Elevate the research arm, do more research, and look at new therapies, new ways when people suffer these traumatic injuries or illnesses to get them back to functioning and get them back to their life and at least get them to the best quality of life they can find.
This falls right in line with Mary Freebed's expansion.
Yeah, they did quite an extensive expansion and renovation there a few years ago. And this is now kind of the third prong of their overall strategy. They've created the network and have reached out and broadened their service area. They upgraded and expanded their physical plant, and now they're looking to really upgrade and grow their research arm again to maybe develop some of those new therapies to help people out.
MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez, thank you so much.
Thank you, and talk to you again.